The west door is quite impressive, much bigger than the original north door or the present main door.
Why is this door so big? Remember, the Bishop of Chichester's summer residence, Amberley Castle, was next door to the church. If you turned round, you'll see a door in the castle wall with a sign saying St. Richard's Gate. St. Richard was the bishop between 1244 and 1253. This gate allowed the bishop direct and easy access to the church from his residence. The scale of the doorway seems to imply that it was for ceremonial processions to enter. A high door meant that the bishop didn't need to doff his mitre or lower his head on entering, or banners to be drooped. Unsurprisingly, the internal door from the vestry to the nave is almost exactly the same height. The style of the doorway is early English, like the other windows in the church tower, so helping date the tower to the 13th century. In fact, the lower portion of the tower was built in around 1230, at the same time as the chancel was extended. Above the west door, you can see another relieving arch, which provides support for the upper part of the west tower wall. The early English lancet window immediately above this arch provides light into the ringing chamber in the tower.
Notice the sockets to top right and left of the doorway arch. These are putlog holes used to secure scaffolding during the construction of the tower. The flat stones at the sides and top ease to the withdrawal of the putlogs. These are the only putlog holes now visible in the exterior walls of the church, though there are several in the interior walls of the tower.
At the end of this guide to Amberley Church, but have one final topic to cover, and that concerns rendered walls. You don't have to stand anywhere in particular when you listen to this segment.